Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS FM, Michael Scott Shannon, professionally trained pronouncer. You know, I think I misrepresent that because I was not professionally trained. I was kind of self-taught.
You just did it.
It just sounds good, though. But I do have a license to practice broadcasting. Went to school for that. Well, not really. Took a test for that. 6:51 on the hump day, August 21st, big show. Yesterday was National Radio Day.
Yeah.
And on Facebook yesterday, all the different radio people around the country would post pictures of themselves when they were younger.
Yes.
You see any of those?
Yes, I saw it. My whole Facebook feed was filled with it.
I saw a picture of Patty's husband, Steve.
Yeah.
And he was interviewing Walter Cronkite.
Yeah. Oh, he was a kid. He was working in Annapolis, Maryland.
He looks like he's about 16 years old.
I think he looks like your son.
Do you know that he asked if they could pre-record it because he was so scared. He said, "Are we talking like this?" Yes, he said he was terrified because, he was iconic, you know, Cronkite. And then he finally calmed down. But Cronkite loved boats. And so he would come to Annapolis a lot because it's a big sailing
town. That's where Steve worked. That's where he broke into radio. And Annapolis, Maryland.
That's where you first heard him, right?
That's when I first heard him. Yeah. I liked
the way
he said.
Do you remember the name of Cronkite's boat?
Well, for God's sakes, no. Why would I remember the name
of
his boat?
Because it was called Assignment. So when they would announce he was gone, they would say Walter Cronkite is on assignment.
Oh, very good.
That's how they got away with it.
He was a funny guy.
Very cute.
Yeah, he was.
Very, very cute.
I like that.
Well, there was a young Steve right there with a microphone.
He looked shaking.
He looked like one of those Mr. Microphones that you got when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And another guy wrote yesterday at when he was growing up in upstate New York, he used to have his mother drop him off in front of the radio station, the local radio station, when he's like 12.
Right.
So he could watch the DJs work through the glass.
My husband did that. He used to sit outside and just stare through the window
to these little stations. It's weird because that's the same thing that happened to me. I put a little note in there.
You guys are all weird.
In the comments. It is weird.
No, it's sweet.
But it's amazing.
I guess
you're the only idiot that did that. We lived outside of Indianapolis in Indiana, which is no matter where you're at in Indiana, you're in the suburbs.
Right.
You're in the boondocks.
Right.
And I would have when I knew my mom was going to go shopping, I'd have her drop me off in front of this radio station, WIFE. And that's how I learned how to say the call letters, because I listened to the DJs, WIFE. It's just called Wife. And they had the good guys, Window on the World. And I would have my mom drop me off right there, and I'd just stand and stare at the DJ.
Little baby Scott Shannon staring up into the guys.
Little did they know.
Just looking at the guy working in there.
Did they ever look down at you and wave or anything?
Oh, yeah, they wave, but they're busy. They're stars.
Sure.
Well, there was a guy named Joe Light.
Right, Joe
Light.
That
was his name, and he was on at night. Mm-hmm. And the only time I saw these guys show any interest, basically, is that if there were some young girls came up in cars and they would park out there, Joe Light somehow found the time to run around from the control board and come out front
and talk to
the girls.
Yeah, that's me up there.
I'm good guy, Joe Light. How you doing? Yeah, he come out there. Jeez. But if I stand out there watch him, he just didn't even look at me.
Yeah.
But if it's a cute blonde, sitting there,
or brunette,
and a Thunderbird,
right?
Hey, how you doing? You want to come? No, they couldn't. They couldn't bring him in. But he would look. I guess he was phone number shopping. I don't know.
That's probably it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.